Good morning. Today is Friday, 2nd of February. I guess everybody's heard about Punxsutawney Phil and all the other...
Didn't you listen to my community comment this morning?
Well, you had a question mark, dude. This was exclamation point. What had happened? And everybody came...
That's true.
Of the groundhogs came in with the same interpretation.
Including, this is my favorite one this morning. Don't mean to steal the show.
The Georgia
there.
Guy?
I know, just no, start right in there, Jones.
The one from Ohio, Buckeye Pete. Or
yeah, I know. There's a whole bunch of them that are very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. So we start low and we're going to sink from the rest of the show.
That's why I was invited.
All right. Miles Slattery is alongside and brought in former city councilman and current community commenter, Mike Jones. Morning, guys.
Ta-da. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, Mike, I don't know if you're aware of this little book thing.
Oh, boy.
Because we don't do this for commenters.
No, but trust me.
You're aware of this.
I'm very aware. All right. I've never gotten one right, so don't ask me.
All right. This is still in the sports and leisure. Now, Miles, you may not have a reference to this one.
Leisure?
Mike checked the last one. You did it
Mike
last
does.
Time.
Why is a trophy a symbol of victory? Now, I'm thinking, Mike, you have reference to world championship trophies.
Well, I do.
Super Bowl trophies.
I have a few racquetball trophies, too.
Racquetball.
Oh, my God.
Miles has seen pictures of these things.
You're playing against Gary Bird. I mean, come on.
Come on. Don't.
You can't call that a
champion. Don't deflect here.
Why is a trophy a symbol of?
Victory.
Victory. Because it stands on top of a mound, and it's higher than anything else.
I'm going to say it's a... It morphed from a medal into a trophy in some way.
It's always fun to see how people try to improvise. After a victory on a battlefield, the ancient Greeks would build a monument dedicated to a chosen god, which they called a trophy. These trophies were made of limbs stripped from the dead enemy soldiers. Missed that one, guys. And then hung on a tree or a pillar, a ritual that is kept alive by modern trophy hunters who celebrate their victories over unarmed animals. That's this editorial, not mine. By hanging its head on the wall.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, but see that.
The last line. Be grateful for the Stanley Cup. That tradition only goes so far.
See, prior to the Greeks, the Romans had medals, I believe. That's a joke. I'm trying to think
of something pithy that could come back that wouldn't get me in trouble, so I'll just let it slide.
I like the part about waving your dead guy's arm around. that's a trophy.
Jeez. So, Miles, why'd you bring the sidekick in this morning?
Just because I wanted to get him some airtime and figured I could bring him here.
Well, that's certainly something he's been lacking for the last couple
of years. Well, actually, he wanted to challenge me to see if I would dish him twice, because I dished him on a golf game once, and he's been holding it over my head ever since. So I think this was a test.
Dish him? That's like provide him food?
Yeah, no, I think it's like ignore him. Yeah.
He pulled a no-show is what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 7 a.m. phone call.
So you won.
7:20 tea time.
So Miles actually had a better score than you did on that one.
Well, that would not.
So I would think he would want to memorialize it.
It's some kind of a threat that someday he is going to try and whoop me at the game.
Try.
Well, you know, there's the mini golf place out on the yes. North Spit. Yeah.
That'd be about his only chance.
Yeah. Actually, you still haven't figured out the windmill, huh?
No, I haven't.
Hey, but props to the guy. He really has put in a yeoman's job making that golf course that we have. We call it the Muni.
Oh, you're talking about the Muni golf course,
Muni. Yeah. Well, municipal. Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right.
Kick out the full pronunciation. Municipal golf course. I don't know. I went by there yesterday, and you could darn near play it because of the way that they've landscaped that thing. With the pond and everything else, and worked on those the slough canals or whatever you want to call them.
The dredgings, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it used to be a lake out there after a rain like this. I mean, you're going to plug. Balls are going to plug, but
yeah,
it drains a whole lot better and faster. And then the word out there is it's better than some of the other country clubs.
Instead of a hard pan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's playable. I mean, 17's not playable. But
so is this just a change in the contractual arrangement? between the city and the vendor, or is this
no, we used to,
just a viable vendor that is paying attention?
No, we used to be run by a company called Corsco, and they run golf courses up and down the coast.
They ran it for a while.
Golf, yes. And golf was going in the wrong direction prior to COVID. They weren't making any money. They told us that they wanted to basically charge us to run it and not necessarily lease it from us. And we didn't feel that was a good idea. So we looked around for other suitors to see whether or not they would want to lease the course from us. Couldn't find anybody. So we formed a nonprofit to run the course and kept the employees and ran the course ourselves. And it was
This is now a City of Eureka maintained property.
No, it's a nonprofit that we formed. I'm the executive director of the nonprofit. It leases the golf course from the city, similar to the arrangement that we had with Corsco.
Okay.
And so it's a nonprofit that runs it. The employees work for the nonprofit, not the city.
And, oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. And then we secured a bunch of grant funding with the help of RCAA to do fish passage work, and that's what all the slough work was. And so that widened the channels from 8 feet to about 20 feet, put in some new ponds so there's more holding capacity when it rains. So when we get high tides, it's still, you know, affected by that, and it floods. But, you know, it goes away within a couple of days, and it's playable. Prior to the work, 1, 3, and 4 were lakes for at least a month or two when we had heavy rains, and now it drains. So it's playable. You get wet, don't get me wrong, but it's playable.
Well, when it rains, you get wet.
Yeah,
I
well,
found
you,
that to be
even,
the case.
Even when it stops raining, you get wet.
Cause gotcha. There's
your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a parallel between that and the Zoo Foundation?
We kind of mimicked it similar to that, but it's a little bit different because, it's basically the same. We do fundraising, so we have Betty Chin's tournament, and then we raise funds for that. And then any money that's in excess of what it takes to maintain the course, we utilize on our park facility. So we put some money into Highland Park. We put some money into other projects from the golf course. It's doing really well. I mean, after COVID, it was the best thing that ever happened to golf, not just for the Muni, but for golf courses all over the place. It was the one thing that you could do during COVID, and it brought a lot of people
resurgence.
To the game. And brought a lot of new people to the game. And I'll say this, Cucina Mariposa, the restaurant there, has brought people to the golf course that never would have been there before. And that was one of the things I told the people that were leasing it before. They sold frozen hot dogs and frozen burgers, and there wasn't a single person that ever went to that golf course to eat if they weren't golfing. Now we have one of the more popular restaurants here in town, so people come.
Who would buy a frozen hot dog for the back nine?
Yeah. Well, believe it or not,
I think it's called a putter.
Believe it or not, there's some old codgers out there that miss the hot dogs.
KINS News and Information.
Mike Jones is snorkeling.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian Coconut Water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's Homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Shop this morning with City of Eureka present and City of Eureka past and present.
It's the old guy
version. Okay, so there's like three of us, and you get, you know, everybody can just kind of assign who they want to which of those definitions. Miles, you were talking about the new arrangement at the golf course. What, are you getting a fan mail now?
You rat me out here on the radio.
Well, it's nice to know somebody's out there.
Well, it's a community comment listener, so there.
Oh, way to go.
It's my wife.
Doubling down.
It's his wife.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be your kid. Is this a template, Miles, that can be used for other areas in the city? You mentioned parks. Well, okay, if it works for a golf course.
Why not a swimming pool?
Either a swimming pool, a convention center, Cooper's Gulch. I mean, take your pick. If this template is that viable, replicate it out.
The problem is that golf is viable because people pay to play. People don't pay to go to parks. So parks would be difficult. A pool.
Well, I'm thinking soccer tournaments and things like that.
Let me finish the pool thing. I'm sorry.
He knows about this with Swim Possible. When we had Swim Possible, I mean, Arcata makes their pool viable because they have a district that pays an assessment for it. So if you wanted to do an assessment, and there are park assessment districts that are feasible, but, you know, if you get into the societal part of it, what typically happens is you have people that are more affluent who are willing to pay an assessment, and it kind of it creates the deferred maintenance that we have in certain areas as opposed to others. So let's say we did a park assessment district. Likely certain areas of Eureka would be okay with that, others wouldn't, and the parks in those areas where likely there's more kids have not as nice parks.
Kind of like school bonds.
Yeah.
Pass all the time. School, yeah,
I knew you'd figure that one out.
Yeah, but when we pass things, we do what we're supposed to with the money. Just saying.
Next question.
Oh, that'll stir the dander up a little bit. So as you look at what Eureka is, though, I would think that there's an opportunity. One of the things that I would suggest is that with the situation you have with the golf course and the one with the zoo is you have Purple Passion people about those things.
Yeah.
Apparently we've got one in here for a pool. Well, if you had 10 or 15 people that were Purple Passion about a community swimming pool, I mean, if Brookings can pull it off, why can't Eureka?
We tried. I mean, we had an exclusive right to negotiate with Swim Possible. You were there.
Yeah.
So we had a group of those passionate people wanting to do that. We could build it. I think that we could get the grant funding easily to build a pool. It would just be the main. They're black holes. They're extremely expensive.
Well, you found that out when Rob and Sherry kicked the money in for the one at Eureka High, and it lasted a couple of years, and then they shut it down.
Exactly. So I think we could build it. It's just a matter of getting a funding source to keep it up and going. And it's not like it's a multi-use thing. So if we do a gym, you know, we have pickleball drop-in, we have basketball drop-in, we have volleyball. There's other forms of revenue so that you can make that viable. When you have a swimming pool, it's, you know, you're basically doing
polo.
Yeah,
swimming and water
swimming.
Polo. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe sailing, depending on the size of the pool.
Yes. Yeah.
Hadn't thought about that one, had you, Jones?
No. No, you stumped me.
Yeah. Crew?
I'm just...
Yeah, with a good wind? I'm the crew guys are going to stay in place, too.
I'm just seeing how difficult it is, and it's frustrating to us. Purple Passion, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Golly sakes.
You haven't heard that phrase in a while, have
no,
you?
It kind of reminds me of this... what is this thing, this rain thing that's falling over us now?
Oh, the alluvial.
Oh, the stream?
Atmospheric
river, yeah. Those kind of like Purple Passion.
Yes.
But, yeah, there are a lot of people out there. I mean, there was a point about a year or two ago where one of my grandkids was into swimming. So he went from Fortuna all the way to Arcata to be on the Arcata swim team. Mm-hmm. You know what that costs in gasoline?
Well, CR had it for a while, and then they shut their pool down.
And they shut their pool down.
Couldn't find the leak. I can't figure that one out.
That was
couldn't find the leak, and then Scotia remodeled theirs, too.
Brian.
Oh, I know. No, Winston swam, I don't know, 5, 6 years, 7 years, something like that. You know, and that was the one that was against Arcata. They would go back and forth, and they'd have swim meets and stuff. I think that the interest level is there, but if it doesn't pencil out. And, you know, the one thing that hasn't been referenced so far is the liability and insurance.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, we have a skate park. You know, that's got liability.
That's right. There's cement and heads.
Can we fill that up with water?
We could. We could. But, yeah, I think that.
Probably is.
I think it's
today.
I mean, we'd love to have a local pool. And I think it'd be great. You could do, because there's not a lot of places for swim meets. And I think that you'd. You know, do well on swim meets, you know, for this area because there's not a lot of...
It's the metro. It's here.
It's the community.
Yeah.
You look at Santa Rosa and they've got a ton.
A
ton of different programs. And certainly the population base is larger.
Yeah.
But Weaverville's got a community pool too.
I mean, if you take in the whole county, you know, 130,000, it's not too small.
Yeah. Yeah. So you would think that... There might be a way to make that thing happen.
Yeah, it's been, we've been reached out at least three different groups. You know, we had a Down at Halverson, it was going to be a youth hostel. That fell out. And then we had the Swim Possible folks. And we were with them for 3 years, I'd say. Well, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Is that a tough thing to permit?
No, depending on the zoning. Like for that, it's zone service commercial. So a swimming pool is principally permitted. You'd still have to go through the coastal development permit. But, you know, for a thing like that, you could do it, no problem.
I'm thinking that Cooper's Gulch has got enough space, physical space in there, to be able to handle a complex. Because that's what you're talking about, whether it's covered or not covered, or if we're going to go crazy, retractable. Parking facilities.
Mike's getting
access.
Excited now.
All right, well, excited.
Apparently it must be time for a break then. He's getting too excited.
His purple passion is coming out.
I think we have another minute.
No, we're out at 30.
Well, you can tell this is my second shift ever working Talk Shop. We're going to commercial. We'll be back after this.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
Live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back Talking Shop this morning. Mike Jones and somebody he brought in with him. Miles Slattery from this city.
A non-community commenter.
Yes. Oh, well.
Someday.
Yeah. Stick around long enough, you'll rotate on. what other creative things are out there that a city the size of Eureka or a community the size of what Humboldt Bay has, that other areas have, which could be brought here? I mean, are there things that are out there that we just, either we don't get out of the area enough, we don't think big enough, woe is us mentality? I mean, you know, there's all these things that have been there in addition to the traditional protectionism that existed for a long, long time, that really would be way cool.
No, that's like we talked at break. You know, baseball tournaments. You know, you have the heat, whatever the Reading heat, whatever that's called, out in the middle of summer, 90-degree weather in Medford and Reading, and they have huge
90 is being nice.
Put about 15 on that.
Yeah, but when it's that hot up, and they get, you know, 20-30 teams out there to play in little league tournaments, and that's a huge economic driver for them. And we have facilities. With the new superintendent, we're talking about a facility share thing, and we could do that with that. You know, you have Crescent City has the JCs,
yeah,
and that brings a lot of things like that. We could do, especially with Eureka's new facility in combination with the facilities that we have.
The beauty with that is they're all in junior high school courts.
Yeah,
so you could bring. You know, you got a gazillion of them around, but you need somebody to coordinate.
Yeah, so an AAU tournament, you know, the Beast and Eddie and the Vanukus. They've been looking at places for that in combination, building something like Rockland. Rockland has, you know, relatively construction-wise inexpensive shells that are prefabbed, and then they just put courts in there. And so you could do a lot of things. I personally think that where we're really missing the boat is lacrosse. Lacrosse is blowing up in Southern California. There are more people playing lacrosse than football.
Can anybody in Humboldt County spell lacrosse?
That's the problem, but I'm telling you, lacrosse is huge, and it's bringing in lots of money for those Southern California teams.
What age groups are playing?
All the way to high school. There's scholarships.
Oh, yeah, there are high school teams.
Yeah.
But it's like there are high school teams for a lot of sports down south that we don't have
here. It used to just be a back east thing, but now it's huge. You know, my brother and his nephew are big into it, and it's massive. They travel all over the place.
Your brother and his nephew?
My nephew, excuse me.
How far are you stretching this thing out here, buddy?
We don't play the banjo, I can assure you.
You've already advanced beyond that one, huh?
You're the one snorkeling over there, Jones. Okay?
That's why I'm not on the microphone.
Or the council.
Lacrosse. So explain to me the game, then.
It's basically soccer/football. So it's similar. I think you have 7 per team. And
a little hockey in there, too,
but
though.
But it's trippy. It's a little hockey, and it's you can go behind it. You've never seen lacrosse?
Once or twice on the tube, you know, but I've never.
Yeah, they got somebody in the center,
and
they run around.
It's not something I just dial up and go, oh, boy, it's on.
It's really big. I mean, there's professional leagues. I just know from a tournament standpoint, and AAU and travel teams and stuff like that, it's big. The Bay Area is starting to get a little bit more of it, but Southern California is just like back east. You know, it used to be kind of a back east thing, and it got into Colorado.
It was like Crew.
It, you know?
Crew was pretty much an east coast with, Berkeley, Washington, and I think there was somebody in Southern California that had a Crew team, and that's kind of spreading a little bit also.
So we have a big grant that got reignited for $7 million at Cooper Gulch. And that's
there's your
the
pool.
Options. Yeah. Yeah, but it ain't Gulch.
What are you going to do to that?
Lovely facility.
I was going to say that mosquito patch.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
Spray
the
it
drainage.
First.
Really?
So a good portion of that money is for the drainage on the field and putting in, you know, a multi-use field so that you could have soccer as well as keep the ball fields there, football field. I mean, we have the Beasts are out there now, and they're doing their flag football league out of Cooper, which is a good season because there's not many mosquitoes out there right now.
I just they had what like I don't know half a dozen or so games this year. A couple of my grandkids played for one of the teams, but they only had one game at Cooper. The rest were at the Bethel Church, and then they went down to Lolita, down to the Tribes Field to play. So.
What about Jacob Haney? Jacob Haney is one of our best fields. That's where. How old was your kid?
Now, did we flip from Grandkid. Little League to flag football?
Oh, flag. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad.
You know, today might be the day you want to take him out on the golf course.
Yeah.
I think there's an advantage opportunity here.
Don't mean to shift gears because it's not my show, but then where's California? Where's 2030 Park or whatever it's now called?
So 2030 Park.
Yeah, Dyess.
Did it stay 2030?
It is in here.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah, at least we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But that is going out to bid again, so we bid that. We talked about this. It came in over. But we're going out to bid the next couple months, so hopefully we can get to construction this summer. It'll be two seasons, though. But, no, the Cooper Gulch doesn't have official games because we don't have it striped. I mean, we could.
Right.
But it's not striped for it.
Well, it takes us some chalk.
Yeah. We're more than willing to. I mean, should we lease it to them for, you know, $25 an hour? It's a bargain. It's a lot cheaper than Rex's Fields, I'll tell you that.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:44. We're back talking shop this morning with Eureka City Manager. Yeah, he's managing this one really well. Miles Slattery, and former city councilman and community commenter Mike Jones.
Yay!
Yeah. And pool fan, apparently. Huh?
Big fan of, you know, getting kids in the water as soon as possible.
This had nothing to do with the old KVIQ facility, did it?
You know, there was a pool there.
Well, I know there was. That's why I asked that.
My dad filled that pool in. He used to be able to give you the exact cubic feet of
cement.
River run gravel went into
that. That's right, because it was still echo every once in a while when the guys were doing their on air. the studio was built over the pool. And you'd get a weird sound every once in a while.
It's where Holiday Inn Express now has the big sign
that
sticks up in that corner of Wabash and Broadway.
Yeah.
It was a TV station.
Was it, what, Eureka Swim Club? Was that what it was initially?
It was a health gym of some kind.
Yeah, it didn't last terribly long.
No, then it was
it's
a furniture
facility
store.
Now. Oh, no, that's Wabash.
No, it's just a garden. Yeah, gotcha. Mr. Patel, who owns the property there, he wanted to buy the other, piece of
the little
property
corner there.
to the south, because he wanted to put in a big restaurant there. Right. Well, maybe
he was just gonna so it had direct access to Broadway. He wanted the repertory, the theater thing,
the role playing game.
Okay, I don't know. I'd take it back.
I'm waxing nostalgic now about the old woolen mills.
Oh, God,
saw some old pictures of that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're really going to geek out on the remainder of this show. Miles, you might want to just leave. I saw some picture. It was like in the 40s or something. It was after it was being used. It was just kind of still sitting there. Maybe it was in the 50s. But I remember, all the broken windows that used to be there. But what a historical... you're talking about needing space, warehouse space, or like an incubator kind of thing. It would have just been extraordinary.
But I mean, I don't know why, and I know this is odd for people, but the bay is a perfect place to learn to swim. I know it's cold, but wetsuits are made, and people jump in the bay. I go in the bay all the time to paddleboard and stuff like that, and it's...
Well, you get thrown in the bay. Yeah, it's different.
But I mean, if there's that's a perfect opportunity.
We got a perilous plunger future candidate right here.
I've been asked. I haven't done it yet.
Me either.
I would. How about we do that? Hey.
Well, but you can't holding hands as we jump in the water.
Let's do it.
I've seen those before.
Yeah.
No, but you can't take a 10-year-old kid and throw him in the bay.
I did it with my kids at like 6.
Swim against the tide?
Yeah.
Or with the tide.
But I mean, you're there with them.
Then you learn how to
walk.
It's
not much different than a pool. I mean, the tide does exchange, and it is a big current, but it's not like you're, getting pounded by wave. That's what you need them to do.
Right? Yeah, we take them to the river.
That's just as bad.
Oh, not the swimming holes and the Van Dusen, Swimmer's Delight, places like that.
Yeah, when there's water there. A little rough when there's no water.
The bay's... pretty close distance.
I'm going to see how many people salute that here.
I got a wetsuit.
On my next
community
comp.
I got a wetsuit you can buy.
Yeah. And I bet you if it became something that occurred, somebody would complain.
Well, people swimming. That's another opportunity. We looked at that.
We have the sloughs.
Well, what's really, so they do paddleboard.
Really, I've been done that.
They do big paddleboard races like in Tahoe and stuff like that. This is a great place for that. So when you get the tide change, it would be super hard. You go all the way up Eureka Slough and, start at the entrance of the bay and go all the way up Eureka Slough and do a race like that. We've looked into that too.
Well, that'd be kind of a kick in the pants. Wouldn't one of those, the cars, you're timed?
Yeah.
You go, what is it? Boy.
Pace car?
No. They're like road rallies. You have X number of hours to go from point A to point B.
Oh,
do something like that.
Poke around.
Oh, yeah.
With like on the bay, the kayaks.
Yeah.
You could do something like that up the sloughs and down the sloughs, and it could be interesting. I don't know what interest level there would be in it. But
well, you got to admit, though, even talk about woolen mills times, the number of people that actually use the bay for recreational purposes today versus the woolen mills days has quintupled.
Well, you know why?
Is that a word? Quintupled.
We had these things called mills and logs.
Yeah.
Ships, fishing fleet.
People crossing the bay to go to work.
Yeah, the ferries. Yeah, you would have been hurt.
Yeah.
And they may not have even known that they hurt you.
Yeah.
Well, I think marketing has been a big part of it, too. You take the outdoor, Pacific Outfitters.
Oh, Aaron. Yeah.
Man, they do a great job of marketing. People are out there, and we go out there almost every weekend to see what's going on. There's probably somebody out there this weekend in a storm,
Well, and Humble using, kind of Macron's legacy with the crew team.
You guys got to check out the kite surfers. There's a couple kite surfers that go in the bay. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely super entertaining. When you get heavy winds, there's a couple guys, a few guys that go out there and kite surf.
Sail surfing or whatever they call it.
Remember the kite festivals?
Yeah. We haven't. The kite festival's back. Where you been?
Yeah.
I was out on the North Spit, and I remember Leon Hormuth was big into that.
Yeah, they do it.
And then they discovered the Menzies wallflower, and that killed it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's the damn speed, yeah.
The little yellow flower that isn't native, but it's out in the dunes, and all of a sudden you couldn't get into areas, and the pros didn't want to mess with it, so they stopped
coming.
Shut
my microphone off for a minute, please.
But that's where we wanted to that's where we wanted to put our spoils. So the Super Bowl site for dredge spoils, that's where we used to put our dredge spoils, and it's an ideal location.
Oh, out on the dunes?
Yeah, and so it was called the Super Bowl site, part of the 300 acres next to the airport that we were talking about. That used to be where, you know, in the 80s when we dredged, we put all of the dredge spoils there. And I think it's an ideal location. It doesn't have the visual effect that, you know, the environmental groups don't like putting it on the beach. And so we looked into permitting that again. And because of that wallflower, we were...
It's sand. Who's going to complain about sand on sand?
I agree, and it's not contaminated as much as people say. It's not. Our levels of contamination are nominal now.
I mean, you look at what the oyster guys and the shrimp guys are doing, and the crabbers out of the bay, and how clean it is, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
How can there be a concern about contamination?
You're asking. Mike Jones is a big advocate.
That's what I actually is my comment next week. Keep plugging my show.
Right? Yeah, I know. It's like, not that there's an ego in here, but...
Why am I really here today?
You're just cross-promoting.
We'll have a YouTube channel soon.
Yeah, well, that and hang out with you after 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll take care of all kinds of problems and create a few more. So you got a new police chief also, by the way.
Yes, welcome to Brian Stevens. It's been a long time coming. He's been
great man. Very good man.
He's been stellar, always stellar. I think that we, you know, we considered it prior to this, and I think that, in my opinion, I needed to build more trust with him, and I think over that 2-year period while Todd was here, we built that trust, and Brian's...
So he said perfect. Yes in a moment of weakness.
Yeah, he did.
Rather than the other way around.
Yeah, I had to take him out for some whiskey, and then he said yes.
Oh, you know, there's 3 or 4 pudding stirring moments in the show, and I think that was just one of them. shoot. Oh, well, if nothing else, we got people talking, huh?
Yeah.
All right, welcome to the weekend, boys.
Keep it light.
All right.
Don't forget about Mike's community comment.
Yeah, well, it's coming up. It's up in about 5 minutes. Yep. See everybody on Monday.